Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I'm continuing on with a message I began a few days ago, which I've entitled The Hallmarks of Maturity. Now, none of us are perfect. God is working in each one of us through the Holy Spirit, bringing us into a place of true sonship, of maturity in Christ, because that is expressly what is mentioned in the book of Ephesians, fivefold ministry. The work of the Holy Spirit is expressly focusing on that we will come into the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus, a perfect man. Now, we won't achieve that perfection until we're actually with the Lord, because we do have this sin nature still with us in our physical body. But thank God, a day is coming in which we will receive a glorified body when we're with the Lord, and that sin nature and the very presence of sin will be utterly and entirely and eternally done away with. We will forever be with the Lord, and that's what heaven is all about. Praise God. So I've been sharing the hallmarks of maturity, and we started by looking at the two great commandments. The first aspect of being a mature child of God is that we will love and serve God with all of our heart. We'll be able to love and accept others as we will love them as we love ourselves, and that's predisposing that we, of course, do love ourselves in a healthy, proper, godly way. We'll be able to love and accept ourselves, and also we'll be able to receive criticism. Criticism, we hear that word and we assume it's negative, but sometimes there is a positive criticism which is meant to help us, to improve us, and a mature person will respond in a positive way because they want to mature. They want to be better. They want to respond in a godly way, be a godly person. And of course, sometimes people try to correct and it's not done in a spirit of love, and that is hurtful. But you know what we do? We just give that to the Lord. We forgive them, and then consider what was said and see if there is something that God is truly wanting to deal with us in that area on. And then fifthly, we will exercise responsibility for our own life, our attitudes, what goes on within us, as well as the fulfillment of the tasks and the responsibilities God has given us. I shared, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, that a mature person is able to be emotionally expressive, that they're able to laugh, to cry, to be angry, to be healthy emotionally, because we are made in the very image of God, and our emotional nature is not negative at all. God is emotional, but that we respond in the parameters of a godly perspective, and we are to have a joyful, thankful spirit at all times. Give thanks always and in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then the final point I'd like to share, the seventh point, is that a mature person will maintain creative flexibility. Now, what does that mean? Flexibility means to bend or adjust. If we're physically flexible, we are able to move the parts of our body in a way that there's a smooth, there's an ease. As we get older, it becomes more and more difficult to be flexible. So it's good, especially for elderly people, to do gentle exercises to keep that flexibility operative. But in terms of our lives, it means that we will be able to be flexible, we'll be able to bend, we'll be able to adjust whenever necessary. If there's a program or a schedule that involves, because of something that has happened, an occasion demands that there has to be a change. And a mature person will not be intent in having their own way. They will not be insensitive to the needs of others. Now, if we're immature, it's very possible that we would resent a turn of circumstances, and we would not want to go with whatever the plan was. What if, say, there was an agreement, we're going to do thus and so, and if something happens that it has to change, that they get all pushed out of shape. They resent that things aren't going to happen the way they expected them or wanted them to. And if we are immature in that way, sometimes we will cheat ourselves out of a very wonderful and profitable experience. Sometimes we have no control over the things that happen to us. But, beloved, if God is truly in control of our lives, of the hours of our day, we have to be willing to go with the flow. And if we're willing to do that, if we're willing to be flexible, it will save us getting negative, getting angry, getting stressed, and we'll be able to be relaxed and positive when adverse circumstances arise. And if we're willing in that way to submit to the Lord, if we truly believe the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, not just in terms of our lifetime major decisions, but even in terms of the events of our day. I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes if I've had a lot and my life is extremely busy, if I have things that I know are pressuring, that there's a time factor on them, if I need to get to them and interruption comes and other things happen, I've had to battle with not being angry or frustrated or stressed because I'm not able to get to the things that I know need to be done. But I have learned as I am growing in the Lord that God is in control, and what He's looking at in my situation, that I won't get stressed, that I won't get upset, that I won't get frustrated, and realize, yes, God knows those things need to be done, but they will be done with a thankful attitude. They will be done with and in the cooperation of the Holy Spirit. And if we, beloved, if we have the right kind of attitude, my goodness, those things that need to get done, He has a wonderful way of helping us. He can give you shortcuts. He can give you time-saving devices that'll allow you to get through the thing more quickly than you could possibly have imagined. And it all comes down to, are we willing to have a godly attitude? Look at Jesus. He was on the way to deal with, to raise the young daughter who was near death. And what happens? There's a woman who has an issue of blood, and she touches his garment, and he turns around and he said, "Who touched me?" And of course, there's a crowd around him, and the disciples say, "What? I mean, you're in this crowd and you're wondering who's touched you?" Well, Jesus was willing to stop right then and deal with that situation with this woman who, in faith, even though she was not willing to publicly address him, she came before him and fell down before him and said, "Lord, it was I. I knew if I just touched the hem of your garment, I'd be healed." And he was willing to stop what was a stressful, or not stressful, but there was a time element. It was critical that Jesus get there, but he was willing to stop and deal with this one lone woman who had been suffering for so long. And so, you see, we never understand what God might be doing in the circumstances of our lives. And so we need to just take a deep breath and relax. And even if things aren't going the way we thought they might, God is in control and He has a purpose. Well, beloved, there you go. I've just shared with you, not this isn't an entirety, but seven areas of strengths that as a mature son and daughter of God, we will be able to love and serve God. We'll be able to love and accept others. We will be able to, very importantly, love and accept ourselves, because we are We are a gift to us. God has created us the way He is. He's put unique giftings and talents, and He wants us to be open to allow the Holy Spirit to develop all of those. We have to be able to accept a criticism and rebuke or correction. We have to exercise responsibility. We can be emotionally expressive. We're not bound up tight as a cork, you know, just not able to express anything, and also to maintain a creative flexibility. God will allow us to find wonderful solutions to the situations that we find ourselves in if we will just be open to Him and not get in a negative state of mind, not to be angry, not to be impatient. In other words, to continue to abide in the very fruit of the Spirit. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And beloved, that's a formula I've used in my life, and I recommend it to you, that if you're ever not in that place, well, you need to stop right then and say, Lord, help me, and get into that place of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, I will, on tomorrow's broadcast, Lord willing, be able to share some very specific things, how you can improve your attitude toward yourself. And I do invite you to tune in tomorrow. But right now, I'd like to pray just briefly as we bring this broadcast to a close. Father, you see those who have been listening, those, Lord, who really, truly desire to grow in you and also to accept the person you have created them to be. Father, I just rebuke all works of darkness. I bind and take authority over negative self-attitude, self-hatred, self-rejection. I rebuke those lies in the name of Jesus. And I loose, Father, a godly and healthy emotional response to the person that you have created each one of us to be, to cherish and to respect that which you have placed in us, and to trust you, Holy Spirit, that you are in the process of perfecting us. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. We stand on that promise, Lord, and we thank you and allow the Holy Spirit to do that work in our lives for the glory of Jesus. And all the saints said, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.